Maine's first-in-the-nation-ranked choice voting law is under threat, and advocates of the election reform law know it. Around 50 of them gathered at the State House today to rally against a repeal effort in the legislature that has a good chance of succeeding. Steve Missler has our story.
Kyle Bailey helped lead the campaign to install ranked choice voting in Maine. The effort was backed by $2.8 million in campaign contributions, and ultimately, the desire of close to 400,000 Mainers who voted to dramatically overhaul the state's election system. But that election reform effort now appears doomed.
The effort to repeal ranked choice voting is a slap in your face from politicians who think they know better than you. It's time to tell the politicians in Augusta that we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Bailey tried to convey urgency for ranked choice supporters and to promise electoral consequences for lawmakers who could soon vote to scuttle the law.
But politicians in Augusta aren't going to do this unless we knock some sense into them.
But the politicians in Augusta don't seem all that concerned. That's especially true of Republican Governor Paul LePage.
So what's the next step for the state here? I mean,
It's over. That's a dead duck.
LePage was asked by Portland radio station WGAN Thursday what the legislature should do with ranked choice voting. As usual, the governor didn't mince words.
They do have the authority to say, we repeal this law. That's all they have to do right now. Say, we repeal this law and we're going to go to the Constitution, which is the right thing for them to do. It is the appropriate thing to do.
Prior to last year's ballot initiative, lawmakers' response to ranked choice voting legislation has been dominated by apathy or outright hostility. Now they have political and legal cover, a 51-page Maine Supreme Court opinion that says a key part of the ranked choice voting law conflicts with a provision of the state constitution. Ranked choice supporters say they want the law to be preserved while lawmakers work on a constitutional amendment. But a constitutional amendment needs two-thirds support from the House and Senate, a high hurdle. And during their rally on Thursday, ranked choice voting supporters seem to recognize that the threat of repeal is greater than the chances of passing the constitutional amendment. Former Democratic legislator Diane Russell was among those who spoke.
If politicians want to step in the way of the Maine people, there is another ballot box that they will be answering to.
For decades, Maine candidates for state and federal offices have won by obtaining the most votes, also known as a plurality. The election system has come under fire in recent years because, in governor's races in particular, the campaigns have been divisive and the winners haven't won with a majority. Ranked choice voting supporters say the new system will ensure a majority winner. And because voters rank candidates in order of preference, candidates won't be able to simply appeal to their base constituencies.
We want to have a conversation about who should win the election, not just about who can win the election.
Former Democratic legislator Diane Russell said recent elections have been influenced by concerns about spoiler candidates. Instead of picking their favorite, she says voters have been forced to choose the one they think can win. And that, Russell says, has crowded out real debates about policy.
We don't talk about the ideas of this state. We don't talk about the ideas of the candidates.
Whether ranked choice voting would fix Maine elections and temper its divisive politics is up for debate. But that experiment may be over before it begins. The legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee will hold a public hearing Friday on a bill to amend the Constitution so that ranked choice voting can be implemented. And that hearing will be followed by another bill that repeals the law. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.